Have you ever asked yourself a question that almost makes you angry with yourself? Why did I go back? Why did I answer that message? Why did I forgive them again? Why did I believe them when a part of me already knew how this was going to end? And the strange thing is, sometimes the person who hurts us the most is also the person we struggle the most to leave. From the outside, it looks simple. People say, just walk away, block them, move on, have some self-respect. But human beings are not switches. We do not stop caring about somebody simply because they hurt us. Sometimes we go back because we remember who they used to be. Or maybe we remember who they were at the beginning. We remember the kindness, the attention, the conversations, the promises, the version of them that made us feel safe. And every time things fall apart, we don't always go back to the person standing in front of us. Sometimes we go back looking for the person we first met. We keep thinking, maybe that version will come back. Maybe this time they understood. Maybe losing me scared them enough. Maybe my patience will finally be appreciated. Maybe my love will change them. And hope can be a beautiful thing. But hope can also keep you trapped in places where reality has been speaking very clearly. Sometimes we are not attached to the relationship anymore. We are attached to its potential, to what it could have been, to the future we imagined. And walking away means grieving something that never fully existed. That is painful. There is another reason we go back. Familiar pain can sometimes feel safer than unfamiliar peace. Think about that. When chaos has been part of a relationship for a long time, peace can actually feel strange. You become used to the apologies, the arguments, the silence, the reunion, the promises, and then the same cycle again. Your heart starts confusing intensity with love. You begin thinking that if someone fights hard to get you back, they must care deeply. But somebody missing access to you is not always the same as somebody valuing you. Some people are devastated when you leave, but strangely unchanged when you return. And that is something we have to pay attention to. Because apologies are important, words are important, but patterns tell the truth. If somebody says sorry again and again while continuing to do the same thing, eventually you have to ask yourself whether you are forgiving a mistake or accepting a lifestyle. And there is nothing wrong with forgiveness. Forgiveness can free your heart. But forgiveness does not always mean reconciliation. You can forgive someone and still decide they no longer get the same access to your life. You can love somebody and still realize that loving them from a distance is healthier than losing yourself beside them. And maybe one of the hardest lessons in life is understanding that love alone does not make every relationship healthy. You can genuinely love someone who is wrong for you. You can miss somebody you should not return to. You can remember beautiful moments with somebody who caused you tremendous pain. Both things can be true. That is why leaving can hurt so much. Because you are not always leaving someone you hate. Sometimes you are leaving someone you love because staying keeps destroying something inside you. And if you are listening to this while thinking about somebody right now, I am not going to tell you what decision to make. Only you know your situation. But ask yourself one question. When I keep going back, am I going back because something has genuinely changed? Or am I going back because I am afraid to accept that it probably won't? There is a big difference. Healing is not always about forgetting somebody. Sometimes healing is remembering everything clearly and finally choosing differently. And maybe closure is not the conversation you are waiting for. Maybe closure is the moment you stop asking the same person to give you the peace they repeatedly took away. Sometimes the strongest goodbye is not said with anger. It is said quietly. With love, with sadness, with acceptance, and with the understanding that you can care about somebody deeply and still choose not to keep hurting yourself just to keep them in your life.